This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. We love being with you every week and talking about subjects that I hope are interesting and important and topical to all of us who live in the Western New York community. And I'm so happy that today, for a change, we get to talk about something cultural and entertaining and fun, because we've had so many, you know, serious topics related to COVID and health. And it's just such a pleasure for me to have the chance to talk to one of our favorite people here and one of the most important and well-known women in Western New York, who makes our life here so full and wonderful by being the director of the music director of the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. And I don't know what we would do without our very own Joanne Folletta, who is talking to us here on Target. Hello, Joanne.
Hello, Judge Penny.
It's so nice.
Thank you for inviting me.
It's so good, isn't it, to be talking about something so wonderful as music, which changes our life and is so crucial to our well-being and to our quality of life, and especially the BPO. I don't know what it would be like here in Western New York if we did not have the BPO to, you know, entertain us, to fall back on, to be so proud of. And I'm so happy that we're getting a chance to let our listeners know that there is still hope, there's still music, there's still cultural activities happening even during this horrible epidemic, and that we have found a way to survive and get through it, right?
That is right. You know, you're so right about the fact that music is important. It's important for all of us. You know, we as human beings need music in our lives. And the BPO, of course, provides music for everyone, not only classics, which I know you love, Judge, but the Pops concerts, which are so enjoyable, our holiday concerts coming up, concerts for children of all ages, special event concerts, rock concerts. We do everything, and we miss seeing people, but we're still playing, and that's a very important word I want to get out. You know, our musicians and I are playing on the stage of Klein Hans Music Hall, but we're streaming them so that people can hear them at home. Right now, we're not allowed to have audiences with us, although that may change very soon. But we are playing, and we're enjoying reaching out to our audience.
Could we go back, Joanne, to not the beginning, but at least when COVID started, you know, changing our lives so much? What did you and the musicians do during this time, these past months? Did you get together? Did you practice? Did you keep in touch? How did you all survive during the last, well, how many months is it? It seems like a lifetime.
Since March. March 13th, I think it was.
Yes, I know.
From that day, March 13th, we actually could not be together. We were not able to come into Klein Hans. We were not able to make music together. But the musicians were very active. We were all very active. There are hundreds and hundreds of videos that they made that are all over YouTube, individually or with their families. Or in one case, we put together a gigantic video all together of Stravinsky's Firebird, the finale from Firebird. But each of us was in our own home doing it. I was conducting in my home, and everyone else was playing their parts in their living room or in their studio. We put that all together. So it was a lot of activity, but not much time, really not any time of actually being together. So in the late summer, and then in September, when we finally could get back into Klein Hans, it was a very emotional experience for us, because we came back, only a small group. We started with a group of about 20 or 22 people, and we were all wearing masks, and we were 6 feet apart from each other. And at the very beginning, Judge, it felt a little strange, you know, that
yes,
we weren't quite as close, and we couldn't see all of our faces. But I have to tell you, when we started playing Bach, and we started playing Handel, and all of a sudden, it didn't matter. It was the music, and many of us were very emotional. I mean, we really were tearing up, because we were making music together.
I'm emotional just hearing it, you know. And they keep,
it was very emotional. We realized how much we needed it.
Yes. And, you know, not only do you, the musicians, need it, but that's what you and I were saying at the top of the program. People need it. You know, human beings need it to relate to each other, especially during the isolation period, which we've been going through in so many ways. They keep saying music is a way to avoid or to lessen the stress and the feeling of isolation that people have, to bring people together.
It does. It does bring people together, and it does help people feel better. You know, we know that music is a powerful force for healing and for stress reduction and simply for making people feel more positive energy. So we've now decided that we're going to stream all of our concerts and make them available for people to watch on their computer or on their television or on their phone, however they like to watch these events. And people have been saying that they look forward to them. It calms them. It makes them feel good. It makes them feel hopeful. And we are so enjoying them, knowing that even though we can't see our audience, that there are thousands of people out there listening to us and that we're making their lives more beautiful. That's what we want to do.
Now, this is what you're calling the BPO On Demand, right? Is BPO
right.
On Demand Performance Series is what we're calling it, right? And so now
right.
I think it would be interesting for us to, for you anyway, I mean, it would be interesting for the listeners, but I need you to tell us about the different performances that we can look
sure.
forward to. And I have, as I kind of telling you off the air, I have a schedule in front of me, which was in the paper and made me feel in the newspaper or somewhere, magazine. And I thought, just seeing them listed makes you feel so good. Like, oh gosh, there's still going to be music. There's still something that we can, performances that we can watch. Let me ask you about the different performances that are going, that people can listen to, the pops and the classical.
Yes. Well, every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, we are introducing a new program. One week it's classics and one week it's pops. So on Tuesday at 7 p.m., the new program appears, but that doesn't mean that if people are not available, they're going to miss it, because you can watch that for an entire month. That's why we call it BPO On Demand. Whenever you want to watch that program, it's very easy to go to bpo.org and then find your program, and you can listen at that time, or you can listen the next day. You can listen at the end of the month. You can listen several times if you want to. You can have your family there listening as well. So we're very, very happy that we're making these available widely. And the pieces are so wonderful. I'll tell you some of the great classical pieces that people will hear. They're going to hear Handel's favorite harp concerto with our wonderful Madeline Olson, our principal harp. Bach's Orchestral Suite Number 3, Brandenburg Concerto Number 3, Beethoven's Septet, Marcello Oboe Concerto, Wagner's Siegfried Idol, Water Music by Handel, some wonderful pieces. And then in the pops, we've got our brass playing jazz and ragtime. We have two beautiful holiday concerts coming up too, a classical Christmas and holiday pops. So there's a lot of music available, and people can take advantage of it. You know, Judge, what people are telling me is that it's so comforting to listen in your home, to be in your comfortable living room and feel so cozy and maybe have a glass of wine or a cup of coffee or tea and be able to listen to the music and then maybe listen to it again if you want. So it's a very intimate way. And the way our camera angles are, you can actually see the musicians close up. You can see them at different angles. You can get a sense of the whole large-scale Kleinhans Music Hall, but then you get very intimate portraits of them as the camera zooms in. So it's a very beautiful way to watch, and it makes us happy to know that people are listening and watching us and feeling better, you know, feeling some comfort and some beauty of this music.
That's what we're saying. It's like comfort food to everybody. But I think it's so interesting when you said you can be getting a close up of the musicians. You can be seeing the Kleinhans in a new perspective. It's kind of making what do you call that, lemonade out of lemons, or what's that saying? You know, even you can't be there, but it's making something good out of what would ordinarily be feeling deprived that we can't really be there in person.
That's right, because people will see people close up, and they'll, you know, they'll see the from my perspective, too, or actually they'll be able to see what I'm doing, which you can't always see at all in the concerts, because we have 8 cameras set up in Klein Hands, so there's all different angles, and I love it when the camera pulls back and we see the great expanse of our beautiful hall, and then it zooms in and we see our concert master, our principal cello, and it's a very different way to watch, and also to have the chance, if you really loved the harp concerto, Handel harp concerto with Madeline, you can hear it again.
Yeah, that's
just go
really
right back to it and hear it again, and that's something special.
Yes, it really is. I just want to tell our listeners, if you just tuned in, you're listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, and we are talking to the one and only Joanne Folletta from the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, our music director. And you know what I was thinking? It must be so difficult for you and for the orchestra not to be traveling, because you are so. have made such a great reputation for all of us by going to so many other places, including internationally. And I don't know if you had that plan this year.
We were going to make a tour to Florida. We go to Florida in the winter
time
because so many people from Buffalo are there, and we want to stay in touch with them. We want to have them hear their orchestra, and that's always a great joy for us. But we had to postpone the one that we're doing this, that we would have done this winter, and we'll set it up again because, you know, things will come back to normal, and we'll start doing that again. But in the meantime, what's important is to keep playing for our audience here, and our musicians are absolutely dedicated to that. They want to make music for this region. They love their audiences, and while they miss seeing them in person, they know that will change, and we'll see them again very soon.
Now, I'm really excited to hear that we're not going to have to forgo our holiday this year, because the BPO and the holidays are synonymous. And I was really excited to hear that you did make plans for the holiday concerts.
We did, and we do. I mean, on December 15th, that's Tuesday, December 15th, will be the first performance of Classical Christmas, and it's going to be a very special one. I mean, we have all of our favorites, like Green Sleeves, and the BPO Brass is playing, and Amal and the Night Visitors, and all lots of beautiful holiday specials, and Sal Andolina is actually going to be one of our soloists.
Oh, we love Sal.
Do Christmas. I know, we all love Sal. He actually arranged 2 very special Christmas classics, The Christmas Song and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, which I think is really appropriate for right now. We need
we
that.
Have to sing that. We have to play and sing that 15 times.
That's right. That's right. We need it. Mm-hmm. But that's going to, I think, cheer people up. Sigourney Cook, our guest soprano, is going to be singing O Holy Night and some other Christmas specialties. And then a week later, the 22nd, that's Tuesday again, we will have our holiday pop. And that's going to be filled with people's favorite pieces again, played by our brass and percussion section, from the Carol of the Bells to the 12 Days of Christmas to Sleigh Ride to Nutcracker by Tchaikovsky to Babes in Toyland, March of the Toys. All wonderful pieces. I think we need this at that time. You know, we've gone through a tough 2020, Judge, and I think that coming together around the holidays means a lot for all of us. So we hope people will be there. We're even going to have a sing-along.
You read my mind. I was just going to ask you.
Yes.
Okay. Describe that, please.
We're going to be playing our sing-along, and we're going to have the lyrics on the screen and encourage everyone at home to sing along. It's our usual sing-along, so people will remember it with all of the famous carols and songs of the time, Jingle Bells and all of that. So So it's not going to be exactly the same, but it's as close as we can get. And again, people can watch it, you know, many times if they want, and they can watch it whenever they want. We have a lot of people watching them in the morning, and I think it's what a wonderful way to start the day to, you know, watch the BPO concert in the morning and just feel good about the whole day after that.
And I am so happy about the sing-along, because this will be my favorite year for that, Joanne, because I am totally tone deaf. I cannot carry a tune. I cannot sing Happy Birthday. And this way, I will be able to sing along, and nobody except, you know, maybe if my family's there, will hear me, and I can sing as loud as I want, right? And
that
nobody
right.
will,
oh,
and nobody will know. This is really exciting.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
I'm laughing.
Yes,
this is
have to sing along. Well,
not like in school
and
when
everyone sing along with you.
Yeah, not like in school where they told me just move your lips, don't sing. You know, when the class would sing, move your lips. I wanted to ask you, don't sing. How about the CD that you guys are working on? I wanted to tell our listeners because you told me.
Oh yes, this is a very special CD that we recorded, of course, before the pandemic. So it's the full BPO playing. I mean, it's all of us playing together, and it's one that I'm very proud of because we're celebrating Beethoven's birthday. Now, Judge, you know, Beethoven being 250 was an international celebration that unfortunately was mostly postponed. And we're sorry about that, but we were able to do something special for Beethoven's birthday. We recorded his third symphony, Symphony Number 3, the Great Eroica Symphony. And this is the symphony that really plunged us into the Romantic Age. So it's available. The orchestra sounds fantastic. And I think it would be a wonderful holiday gift or just a way to celebrate Beethoven on his 250th birthday.
I hope he won't mind that we didn't have a cake and blow out the candles and celebrate this year. I hope he won't mind. But a lot of other people had to, you know, miss their birthdays or put it off. So we'll have to explain
That's
it.
That's right.
We'll have to explain it.
You know, he will understand.
When you mentioned a while ago that there was a jazz series, and I was just thinking, a friend of mine told me exactly what you said, that they were watching it, and they were with you know, the two of them that were quarantined together with a glass of wine and relaxing. And was, like you said, time-wise, it was like 6 o'clock at night or dinner time or earlier. And that's the advantage of, as you pointed out, of the on-demand concerts. Tell me again, or tell us about the jazz, because so many people really care about that and don't have any other opportunity to hear jazz.
Well, we're doing a lot on our Pops concerts, and, you know, as I mentioned, the one coming up has lots of jazz on it, ragtime as well, just musical styles that are just tuneful and fun and things that people know. So a lot of that does appear on our jazz program, on our Pops programs, and we'll continue for the rest of the year. We'll keep doing that. So, but the Pops programs are a little bit of everything, you know, for people who the Great American Songbook or Broadway tunes or jazz, everything is on there, and it makes you feel good too, because that's our music. That's, you know, true American music, and
yes,
we love it. And
I can sing along with the Broadway shows too. You should hear you.
Yeah,
I was going to say, you should hear me, but
words.
Fortunately, nobody will be able to. Nobody can hear it. Lucky for them. How are we going to tell everybody about getting the tickets, and, you know, how much they cost, or how can they get like a whole season's worth, or what they should do?
Right. Well, if anyone has already a subscription that they have for this year, and that, you know, a lot of the concerts were postponed, they can see every concert for free. So anyone holding a subscription, all of those concerts are totally free for you. If you haven't gotten a subscription, you can buy a concert for $10, and again, see it as many times as you want. It only costs $10, and maybe the best way to do that is you can go on bpo.org and order it there. But if you have any concerns or anything that you want to know in person, the box office is there to help you, and they can take care of everything for you at 885-5000. They're wonderful. Adam will answer all your questions, and it's very, very inexpensive. But many people don't realize that they already have all of those concerts for free, and they just need to get their password, and then they can see and hear everything.
Yes, I think I'm glad that we had this opportunity on Target to bring that out, to bring that up and assure people that if they did have the season's tickets, they could still listen and they can buy, how they can buy a ticket, because everyone is, as we pointed out before, longing for some, you know, cultural activity to make things somewhat normal. And the BPO is way, way up there as far as everybody's, on everybody's wish list. So I'm happy that we could tell them all of this, Joanne. And I hope that there'll come a point where we can all go to Klein Hands, but in person. But in the meanwhile, this is a really wonderful substitute. And thank you so much for coming up with this. And thank you to the musicians. And we wish them all well.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We can't wait to see you all. And have a wonderful Thanksgiving, wonderful holidays.
And hey, everybody, thanks for listening to On Target. We really appreciate it. And we hope you will join us again next week at the same time, same station. And have a good and healthy week. And enjoy yourselves if you can. And we hope you will take advantage of our wonderful BPO orchestra. Bye-bye now.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.